Welcome to Generative Age, a podcast that explores the rapidly evolving world of generative AI and its impact on education.
Guided by our expert facilitators, Alana Winnick and Dr. Cameron Faggio,
we speak with practitioners and thought leaders in education who are shaping the course of generative AI in the classroom.
Whether you're an educator, administrator, technology leader, or simply interested in the future of education, join us on this journey through the Generative Age. Powered by NYSTE,
the New York State Association for Computers and Technologies in Education. Join us as we explore the cutting edge of creativity and all the ways in which generative AI is changing the face of education.
Please excuse the poor audio quality in our earlier episodes. We never anticipated that this would grow into what it has become, and we have since made significant improvements to our audio setup to provide you with a better listening experience. Welcome. Thank you for joining us for our third session on AI. This session is about creating a professional development plan for classroom use, and it's featuring Chappaqua Central School District. The link for today's session is chappaqua.generativeage.com. And today's facilitators is myself, Cameron, Josh, and Ellen from Chappaqua. We'll get into some introductions for them in a minute. And I'll hand it off to Cameron.
Great. Welcome, everybody. For today's session, what we're doing is we're going to give you a landscape update. It's something we always like to do with these discussions. Then from there, we'll be hearing from Ellen and Josh about their work. Then Alana and I will be leading a Q&A with our presenters. We will jump into breakout sessions with everyone here. So our goal is for you to really get a sense of what's happening with your colleagues and really get a chance to share and learn from one another. We'll do a quick share out and then invite you to our next session.
So here's just some updates. And as we mentioned, things are moving at the speed of light. So we try to give you updates as they're coming. We started a Twitter handle, generative_age, at generative_age. And as these things come up, we tweet them so they're timely because we're only seeing you every 3 to 4 weeks. And a lot of things happen in that short amount of time in the world of AI. So here's just some updates since the last time we met. Microsoft launched Designer, but it's waitlist only. I haven't been added off the waitlist, so I haven't been able to check that out. It's their image creation tool, similar to some of the ones that Tim showed us. Loop is, you have to enable it within your organization. So I just got that enabled today and I've been playing with it. It's a place for you, if you use Microsoft in your district, to integrate all the different tools like Teams, PowerPoint, Word, all the different tools, maybe not Teams, I haven't tried that one yet. And it gives you a generative AI collaborative partner. So you're collaborating with your real collaborative partners and you get to add in an AI collaborator as well. So I'm just trying that out now. Turnitin just announced that the preview for the AI detection will be available on April 4th. And then beginning on January 1st, only customers with certain licensing will have access to that. But right now it's open for anyone with any licensing. And ChatGPT, which is OpenAI, released GPT-4 since the last time we met, which is a really big breakthrough in AI. It is $20 a month for the GPT Plus, which includes GPT-4. It's about 10 times more advanced. And if you look at the little picture I put, GPT-3 and 3.5 are that tiny little dot that it's pointing to. And GPT-4 has so many more parameters, it's not even comparable, and can also, it's multimodal, so it can analyze text, images, and videos, not just text, which was everything prior to that. And it's integrated into select tools, including Khan Academy and Duolingo and a bunch more. And I'll hand it over to Cameron if he wants to add on or move on to the next.
So the other developments that have been taking place over the past couple of weeks, Google released their generative AI chatbot called Bard, and that's in limited beta release. And so people are invited to go to bard.google.com and you can join that wait list. And then you get sort of a similar chatbot experience that you would have with Bing AI or ChatGPT. Midjourney, which is a text-to-image generative AI tool, released version 5. and they've been touting the hyper-realistic images. So we're sort of entering into a new phase with that development. And then the last one here, we just wanted to add it sort of as an FYI. It won't impact us directly here in the States, but Baidu, which is a Chinese-based company, they released their AI, generative AI chatbot. Some reports sort of give the similar acclaim to when Google released their generative AI. So the landscape is growing. And within the week and just past couple of days, there have been even more announcements. So we invite you to keep joining us and we'll keep sharing these updates. But read away. There's a lot of exciting stuff out there and we're happy to share that with you.
So there's a bunch of resources here that are available to you. And again, we've been tweeting out a lot more than that too, but I just want to highlight some of the big ones. It's inevitable. We're all using generative AI and our students are using generative AI. And I'm sure Josh and Ellen are going to share a lot about what's happening in Chappaqua, but it's important to cite your sources just like anything else. I found an MLA citation guide. I haven't found a good one yet on API, but as soon as I do, I'll share it. Or if you know of one, please put it in the chat and that would be great. So just making sure that we cite the sources that we are using. And whether it's paraphrasing or copy and pasting, there's different citations for each. And then just talking to your kids. So this one really hit home for me when ChatGPT was released. My own family members go to Chappaqua and they're in the middle school. And I had asked them, have you ever heard of generative AI? Have you heard of AI? I didn't want to say the word ChatGPT. Something about it felt a little uncomfortable to me. Like they never heard of it. Am I going to be the one that's teaching them about a cheating tool? This was back in like November, December. So it was a sensitive one for me. Like, how do you talk to children about this? So we found a really great resource that could help you talk to children about this type of stuff.
Another great resource that was just released, and it was done in conjunction with the release of GPT-4, was this book by Reid Hoffman that he co-authored with the GPT-4 model. It's called Amplifying Our Humanity Through AI. I encourage you to take a look at it. You can access the link through the slides and it's a free download. You can purchase it on Kindle. But what's really interesting is that the book is really meant to be sort of his journey through using GPT-4 and his reflections on it. And the second chapter is about education. And so I know in my own work, I've used that to lead a couple of conversations with our community. We used it with our Technology and Innovation Committee as a discussion prompt. And so that was a really useful activity. So I encourage you to take a look at that book. And then the other resource that we wanted to share was this article on bias. Certainly as this evolves and develops, there will be more concerns about bias. And so that article is really quite interesting just to get an idea of how one researcher approached it. And at the same time, the article starts to point out a couple of areas where chatbots are appearing in different browsers. So something to look for there as well.
Has your district been offering any professional development or preparing for ChatGPT or generative AI? If they have, share in the chat. Everyone can learn from everyone. So if you're here live, please share it in the chat. And then very excited to welcome Josh and Ellen from Chappaqua Central School District. Not only are they Cameron and my colleagues that we work with regularly as neighboring school districts. I told you my family goes to the district, so I'm pretty invested in their work. And Josh was, fun fact, he was actually my professor in my most recent degree. So they do a lot of great stuff there. I'm really excited to share with you all the great work that they're doing. So I will hand it over to them.
Awesome. Fantastic. Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Colblock, Director of Technology, Innovation, Mathematics in the Chappaqua School District, here with Ellen.
And I'm Ellen Moskowitz. I'm the Director of Professional Learning, also in Chappaqua. Amazing. We're very excited to be here.
We are very excited. So, and tell you about like our short journey, right? It's only the end of March. And I feel like this journey started right after we got back from Christmas break, right? So like the statistics on the ChatGPT website when this free generative AI service rolled out. It just kept growing and growing and growing. And it felt like we hit this, this tipping point where everybody started talking about it. And that blue line indicates the users, which makes sense about how it's been growing, which was right after we got back from Christmas break. And one of the things that we received was an email, and this was from a member of our community sent out to their entire faculty about ChatGPT. And like, it reminded me really quickly of the seven stages of concern, right? Here is a group of us, we're coming together, we're seeing this, and like, we're really concerned about how is this going to affect our students' education? How is this going to affect our teaching? And we don't know anything yet. So sending something out is gaining awareness, and Education Week started publishing. And I think around this time, we started seeing a lot of articles about how generative AI is going to affect education, how we're really, really, really concerned about it. We quickly turned around and sent out, I want to be very clear, we had no plan at this point, but we knew we needed to get something out quickly. And Ellen, Adam Pease, and myself sat down for maybe 5 minutes and said, okay, we're going to get ready. like we don't know what we're doing, but we know it's going to include some sort of in-service course and some sort of professional learning, and basically outlining, Alana, what you had just said, right? Now that this is all maturing, we're getting letters to families, where there are web resources about how to talk to students about chatbots. There are in-service courses. So the very first thing that Ellen and I did was create an in-service course and invite the entire faculty to start this journey with us. We didn't know where it was going to go, but we wanted to create some time for folks to learn about it. So we created our in-service course, and then we realized some things.
And something we very quickly realized was that, so we've all lived through, technology integrating into our education system and kind of disrupting the landscape of education, right? The calculator, Cliff Notes was big when I'm dating myself, when I was in school, and even spell check when I was, early teaching, spell check was like the worst thing that could ever happen to some of our students. And those were all disruptive technologies in their own right in our education system. But the difference was that you had to actively go and seek those tools, right? You had to go to Barnes and Noble, drive there with your mom and buy the Cliff Notes, right? The difference with this AI technology is that it's literally in the palm of everyone's hand. And so there was, there's a sense of urgency that we felt that that was different than the sense of urgency, I think, where teachers could lag behind a little bit with, figuring out how to integrate spell check or not integrate it or ignore it or just tell the kids to close the computer, right? So because it was in everybody's hand, and whether it's smartphones or devices in some way, they're in everybody's world so ubiquitously. So we quickly realized that while this is similar in a disruptive technology, it's very different because of the pace and accessibility that that it is for everybody. So what we decided to do is we all kind of worked together, and Dr. Pease actually shared with us, we all kind of like talked through this cycle of disruptive technology, and where disruptive technology kind of goes through these four stages. And this was really important for ourselves as a district and our staff to understand. And this was actually part of our professional learning when we did deliver it to teachers, to understand that AI is just like any past disruptive technology, right? It's just like the calculators, just like spell check, right? It goes through the stage of emergence. It's going to come out into the population. People are going to explore it, try to figure out how to make it. It's going to be like, make it work. It's going to be clumsy. Everything's going to recalibrate, and then it's going to integrate in, right? And no matter what, whether it was the Cliff Notes or whether it was calculator, or whether it's AI, it's going to go through these stages. But again, the access to it was what made this feel different and a little bit more urgent. Thanks, Josh. So as Josh pointed out in his previous email, we knew that we couldn't, that we don't have the philosophy in our district ever to ban something, right? To ban a technology that comes out, because we really view ourselves as educators of all things, right? We'd rather our students make the mistake, learn with us, in alignment with us within our classrooms, and use these tools with us teaching them how to use the tools. So we came up with two routes of professional learning. One is this route for teachers to really dive in this deeper learning path with an in-service course. And then this like kind of just where teachers were expected to just be exposed to and gain awareness of, and we had our March conference day. And so there was really two paths of professional learning.
As we talked about, like we sort of came together, right? We had our AI course in January that started, that is continuing. We actually had our third session today. We had our superintendent's conference day, which was all focused around artificial intelligence, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. We're now beginning to think about our district-wide philosophy statement about how are we embracing this? How are we teaching this? How are we enhancing our education through this? And then in May and June in our summer professional learning, we're going to launch a few more focus-based in-service courses and professional learning around generative AI that can really start to hone in specific content areas and how to use this technology. Our in-service course, right, again, we started this really quickly. Our first session was in the middle end of January. And so we brought everybody together and we wanted to learn what this is. What does this technology do on the inside? How does it affect us on the outside? Why is it important? Our second session, we mapped what we can learn and how we can use it in our classes. Today, we started working on what lessons we can write for our classes that we're and how to use it. So for instance, how does teachers help students use generative AI to write some text that they could then turn into a podcast? So how can it do that? How can it create ideas for students that they use then in an essay? All of this was part of the lessons that we started learning. And now the next session, we're going to evaluate what we learn as learners. We also, through this sort of like Cameron and Alana's first slide, we've been, as new tools have been coming on board, our first half of it has been sort of like a play around with this new tool. So we played around with Jenny today. We played around with some of the tools that are making music for with AI and art with AI, and think about how we can use this in our courses. So some pictures of our spaces with teachers really digging in on whiteboard and thinking about how this is transformational learning. And then we had our superintendent's conference day, which was, to me, one of the most exciting conference days in the year. So me, as a former computer scientist who studied robots and AI in college, having this come into education and being able to do this is really exciting. So we put a QR code up here so you could all see our full agenda of what this conference day was. So we started out in the morning purposefully. The entire faculty of the school district came into the school. They self-selected, are you an apprentice? Are you a practitioner? Are you a maestro in generative art, in artificial intelligence? And we created, and we're going to show you a little bit, a lesson that we had a bunch of our administrators and faculty, a bunch of whom were in our in-service course, really dig into for 45 minutes what it is at the differentiated level that you're ready for. We wanted to make sure that everybody had a baseline understanding what this is and what it meant to them, because our second session from 9 to 9:40 on Zoom, we had experts in the field of artificial intelligence have a panel discussion They had never been together, one from banking, one from medicine, and one from education. And they had this dynamic conversation about both how they've helped create artificial intelligence, how artificial intelligence is being used in their field, and then what that means, what they believe that this means in the educational community. And luckily, it really moved forward what our vision is around generative AI in education, because obviously, as you can imagine, one of the biggest things that they talked about is how this is going to be in lots and lots and lots of different professions moving forward. One of a job posting that I've seen now is for a prompt engineer, right? So people are actually hiring people to write prompts in lots of different generative AI spaces for us. So they talked a lot about that. And so it was actually really exciting. So we knew everybody had a deadline for this Zoom. And then here again, we talked about here you could see what the three basic levels were that we had people choose. It was super exciting. Here was the schedule of those 45 minutes. We started with a gallery, and here you could sort of see our lesson plan. We put a QR code that for everybody if you want to scan that. So we started with an activation where we created a gallery of items, which we're going to show you a few on the next slide, for people to guess whether a ChatGPT created the text or was it created by a human being. And we had actually a lot of fun writing prompts to create those. And it turns out they were all from generative AI, and everybody was mystified by lots of them. And then we demonstrated what ChatGPT is. We had participants then log into it with their devices. We did a mini lesson on what disruptive technology in education is. We watched a video by John Spencer on the AI revolution. Google it. It's fantastic if you haven't seen it. And then had a closure and set up for the panel to come through. Here you could see some documents that we had here. They were really like, one of them was a field trip letter. And all we said is write a field trip letter to third grade families about a trip to the Horace Greeley House, the one in the center. And it knew that it had history in it, and it demonstrated a lot of history. And we all looked at this because this is something that is written by our teachers every year and said, oh my goodness, this is a little bit better than what we could write. And it really got us thinking about, like, how can we use this in our writing, in our everyday use, to make things better than we already do, and then give us back time to be able to do some really amazing things in the education world. So after that, from 10 to 12, we had lots of different sessions, and many of them were about generative AI. And these were all given by our faculty members and our administrators.
And so after conference day, so now we had, we'd spend all of March 17th, as we said, on those like two pathways of learning, right? It was really about exposure and awareness. And now we had an entire day that was really focused on like developing a common language, developing a common understanding, deepening the understanding for some, but just starting this conversation about artificial intelligence, how it's going to impact our education system, having a lot of people play with the tools, explore the tools, generate this discussion that many of them were having for the very first time. And so now we have this common language around our district, right? All 400 and something staff members now have this baseline understanding. And so we're now having these like thoughtful conversations around, is using ChatGPT on an assignment considered cheating? So we pose this question because this was one of the questions that was starting early on with that email that you saw at the beginning of our presentation. And so we posed this question to our building administrators, and we went through this whole idea of like, is it plagiarism if a student copies from ChatGPT? And so we pulled the definition of plagiarism, and it says it's, you know, plagiarism's taking someone else's work. Well, someone is a person, right? And so is AI a person? And it's not, right? So is it plagiarism? And so we have these like thoughtful conversations now with our administrators. And so we've kind of settled on this idea of that it might not be plagiarism, but does it fall under the category of academic dishonesty? And so looking at this definition of academic dishonesty, we've sat with our administrators from around the district and looked at this definition of dishonesty, academic dishonesty, to then create a district-wide position statement on the use of AI in schools. And so we are currently in the process of hashing this out, right? Our district administrators kind of came up with a draft. It was then presented to our department chairs, our middle school department chairs, and we're going through these rounds of feedback with our different levels of faculty, different focus groups, different stakeholders to come up with this position statement of where does AI fit in our education? Is it cheating? What's our position about using AI? And so we're still in the process of doing this, but now that we've established this baseline understanding amongst our faculty, we can have these really in-depth conversations. So we're in the process of creating this position statement. And then from here, what we're doing as far as our next steps, we have planned, we have our Associate Director of Technology is launching or proposing a course focused on literacy instruction and the intersection of artificial intelligence and literacy instruction, because I know that there's a lot of concern with our humanities teachers, ELA and social studies. And so he's going to do another half credit in-service course on that. And we're going to do some courses on like AI and podcasting for our middle school and high school teachers. So we also are continuing this drumbeat of encouraging teachers to use AI in their real life. And we're also continuing our professional development through the Office of CNI every week sends out a kind of, we call it the CHAP inbox, but it's basically a weekly newsletter. And so we're sending out every week in that CHAP inbox, little blurbs, resources, articles, the latest AI tool, whatever it is to keep that conversation going on AI and how it can be used and how it can continue to push education.
We're trying to get people at this moment, like not to use it to do things, but start comparing, like, can it write a recommendation letter in less time that's really personal for a student that you wrote already? And if you compare it to that letter, like what do you think about this, right? Let's start to look at all these things from a critical lens, right? So like encouraging teachers to use it in their real life, but not to utilize it, but look at things from a critical lens and say, okay, we're here, this is here, this can do these things, we seem to demonstrate these things. So how does this work, right? And how can we start to think about it with our students and really think about when we're working with our students, what are the skills that we want to teach our students and how do we articulate those skills to those students so that they can use technology as tools to help them and support them?
Josh and Ellen, that was amazing. That was really like every session is just like better and better and you guys are doing such great work there. Cameron, do you want to start off with the first question?
So I'll just kind of start off with a pretty broad one. I know a lot of people have different feelings. I just wanted to get a sense from either of you. How are your teachers feeling about the disruption overall? Sort of what's the general tone? It seems like there's a good mix.
Yeah, I think that there is a good mix. I think that there is, I think after conference, before conference day, I would have said either people don't know about it or the people that do know about it are really nervous. After conference day, I think that there were a bunch of people that were really excited about it. I mean, we had people that were asking ChatGPT how to build their capstone wardrobe for their upcoming trip. and what's a pack, right? And so they were like super excited about the possibilities, even if it wasn't education related. But they're seeing, like, I think there was this message through conference day that we were able to get across, and that the keynote presentation was able to get across, that like, it's here, it's getting better, it's not going away. And, you know, like, this is a part of our lives and our students' lives. And so we need to embrace the opportunity to learn about it. So some people are feeling okay about it. Some people are feeling nervous about it, but there is that like understanding that it's a part of our world.
You're like light years away from some of us. So if you could go back now and redo this and redesign it, what changes would you make? So like, what advice would you give to those of us that haven't done this yet?
Can I tell you, you think about like, you want to bring on your early adopters first. So I think the only thing we didn't have the time to pull them all together quick enough because of sort of when our conference day was coming. But I think we would have wanted to do some more explicit work with them, maybe not have one of our in-service courses before it, rather maybe have two to do that, and then be able to build the conference day agenda. We probably could have gotten a little bit more of a robust agenda out of that if people, our early adopters, were brought along more. But there's definitely a really big excitement around this, which is really good. And again, like, looking at things with a critical lens.
I also think that there's been a miss, you know, in education in general, that because AI has been around for so long, right? That, you know, GPT brought it to the forefront in everybody's world and made it really accessible. But it, I think, a miss on all of our parts, at least in Chappaqua, is not pointing out that the little like chat at the bottom of the window when you're getting plane tickets is AI. And, you know, like all those things. And so this became foreign and new rather than just an evolution of what already existed. And so I think that, you know, one of the lessons for me is being more explicit about technology as they're continuing to emerge and naming it for our teachers so that they see the continuing evolution as they come onto the scene, as they integrate into our lives.
Awesome. Thank you. So I think at this point, we want to dive into our breakout sessions.
So you'll self-select the breakout room that you're interested in, and there's some guiding prompts, and we'll come and share out when we come back together, and we'll give you an invitation to join the next session, which I'm also very excited about. Welcome back. Thank you so much for sharing. We learn and grow from all of your contributions. So we really welcome all of your voices. We're very, very excited. The next session, we're welcoming AJ Giuliani. He's going to talk about AI and project-based learning and maybe in English because he was an English teacher. So our next session is on April 24th at 7 p.m. And we hope to see you all there. And the registration link is registration.generativeage.com. Try to shorten all the links for you so they're the same every time and nice and seamless. We're trying to collect an all-star lineup to bring in people that will help you in your work. So future sessions might include the writing classroom, ethics, academic integrity, curiosity detection, redesigning your assignments, bias, misinformation, and much, much more. But we really need you. So if you know someone that's doing something innovative or creative, like I knew Josh was doing this. So I pulled him in. I said, hey, Josh, please share. And he pulled in Ellen. So we're very fortunate that they were able to join us. But I don't know what's going around the state or the country or the world. So if you see someone that you think is doing something really innovative, we are always looking for new facilitators for future sessions. So please just reach out to us, email Cameron or I, or you could tweet at us either at Alana Winnick, at Cameron Faja, or at gender_age. And we're here to answer any questions. We're here to build a lineup for you that will bring you resources, information. And I thank you so much, Josh and Ellen, because that session was awesome. And you guys are great. And what Chappaqua is doing is really incredible. And we're very fortunate to have you join us today.
And just want to give a quick shout out to NiceGate for all the support and for helping and for hosting these sessions. It's really, really great. So thank you for that.
And Cameron, I was just going to give one out to you and Alana for helping to organize with Mary Beth and Josh and Ellen. Great job today. Thank you so much, everyone. And, you know, every time we have one of these sessions, the conversation just gets better and better.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Generative Age, powered by NiceGate.
We want to remind you that you can join us during the live recordings of these conversations and engage with like-minded colleagues. This is a great opportunity to ask questions, participate in back-channel discussions, and engage in breakout room activities to further your understanding of the topics we discussed.
Stay informed about the latest developments in AI and education by following us on social media at generative_age. Join us next time for another exciting conversation. Until then, keep learning and keep growing in the generative age.